13 grandchildren. You better keep your daughter single as long as you possibly can. For when them grandchildren comes along, they're pretty tough. But wait till your great grandkids comes along and they go like a whirlwind.
What do you mean by that?
They're into everything.
I see.
Yeah, they just into everything and you can't put nothing out of their reach.
Well, I've taken up an awful lot of your time, and you certainly have done some good talking to me, and I do appreciate it.
Well, I've enjoyed it very much. Because it's too wet for me to get outdoors, and oh me.
Really?
Burning cold, and the north wind, but I don't know whether it's a real north wind or northwest wind, that just blows soot and ashes down that stove flue.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes whirlwind down my chimney in there, and I've got a heater setting up in the pipe from the heater running into the chimney.
Mm-hmm.
And or it'll come down that chimney and it'll just fill the house full of soot and ashes.
Mm-hmm.
One day I was fixing to put coal in the stove and had the eye up.
Uh-oh.
It come a puff down and I couldn't see till I got the soot out of my face. And everything is so dusty and I'm kindly weak. Blood low or something. I'll stagger around kind of like a drunk person a whole lot. And the kids don't want me to climb up and I'm so short till I have to get up in a chair to clean anything off.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just better let things stay dirty.
And I had the Valentine cards sitting on the wardrobe in there. And I'd taken them down. They just got a good coat of ashes and soot. And I'd taken them down and dusted them and got some pictures down and was going to clean up that. And Van said, he come in. He says, well, you'd better go sort of slow with it.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid that I'll fall and break some bones. They claim that old person's bones is about like a hickory stick.
Yeah, brittle.
And they want me to keep going and make some beans and potatoes and such like for them to eat with the car.
Yeah. I know they enjoy your cooking.
Well, I enjoy having them here, and I make them help cook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you ought to teach them some of these things.
Well, they've learned a whole lot from me. And then they've added in a whole lot that they could learn me.
Mm-hmm.
My mother used to say, you never get too old to learn. Well, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You never get too old to learn.
Mm-hmm.
After my hands dried up, I couldn't use a needle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I found out I could hold the needle between my forefinger and my thumb, and I can sew a little bit. I can work buttonholes and sew on buttons and sew on a patch.
Mm-hmm. Now that's arthritis, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
How long has that been that your hands been that way?
Well, they've been drawed all of 17 years,
mm-hmm.
and I had it longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
My pains went to getting work better before my hands ever went to drawing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think was trying to lift things and do things is the reason that one's not them. You see, now, watch my little finger when I raise my hand up.
Yeah, it pops out, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's got to do that, or I've got to put it back. If you don't, it's a pain that goes from up my neck.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, that my fingers is drawed over, I can push it over that much with that thought,
mm-hmm.
is me picking up heavy things when my bones were so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And the joints is enlarged, and on my right foot, that big toe's drawed on that away, and this one is sitting up on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And a big corn up there. Mm-hmm. And that toenail grows in and grows in the meat at the end. Mm-hmm. And hits a tail. Mm-hmm. I have to wear big shoes. I have to wear them longer than my feet. But just so I can wear them and get there.
And you don't have too much pain in your hands anymore?
Not like I used to. Mm-hmm. But I worked and do. I kept doing when I was so bad. I just kept going and doing, and I'd get out the door. I've got a rock wall around the front porch out there, and I'd put my arm down on the wall that way of going out till I made a knot.